Welcome into Coach Speak here on 95.7 KQWC, presented by Iowa Specialty Hospitals of Webster City. On with us on the line is the athletic director for the Webster City Lynx, Joe Shanks. Joe, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Glad to help, Quinn. Nice to be on the air.
So you are entering, I believe, year number five as athletic director here in Webster City. Last year was obviously a very, very challenging year for you with COVID-19 policies, having to keep up to date all year with the changing policies from the IHSAA and in the state of Iowa. This year, with the COVID restrictions more lax, does it feel like everything's much more back to normal, or do you still see instances where we're still kind of reminded of the time we're in?
You know, I see people getting back and wanting to get back to normal. And some people still are concerned about it, and that's great. They can, you know, they're allowed to wear masks, but they're right now from the state and Board of Education, there's no mandates or regulations, requirements that we had when COVID was in the pandemic. So last Friday night, we had a football game. We had a great crowd. Boosters are back cooking. Busy concession stands were pretty full. A lot of people lined up around the field like it was before COVID hit. And I don't know what our gate was, we didn't come out on the winning end of it, but we had I think people enjoyed coming out, and they want to be out in public and see friends and talk to people. So it seems to be getting back to normal, but keep your fingers crossed.
As the athletic director, you've overseen some really good programs over the past couple of years. Webster City, obviously the football team lost on Friday night, but last year a 9-0 undefeated regular season. Now the volleyball team off to a hot 7-1 start to their season. How enjoyable is it for you as athletic director, even though you aren't coaching anymore, how enjoyable is it for you as athletic director to be overseeing this success among the Webster City Athletic Department?
We have some really good coaches, and they want to be competitive, and our kids play hard, and they do it the right way. You never have to worry about things on and off the court or field, and they come out and play, and we want to be successful. It's been last summer, our softball teams and baseball team won the conference title, our wrestling program solid, and there's other sports that do well too. So it makes life easy for an AD. Everybody wants to win. Everybody wants to be competitive. And sometimes you are and sometimes you aren't. But as far as my tenure here, it's been great, and I've enjoyed every minute of it.
Talking about a different subject here for just a minute. It was brought to our attention that I know down at Boone this year, they have gone all virtual passes for sports this year. No physical tickets. Is that a conversation that you have been having with perhaps members of the school board or the booster club about perhaps moving to in the future, or is the plan for right now to stick with having physical passes?
Right now we're going to stick with physical passes. It's there's an extra cost involved in having that ticket done through a QR code or through your phone or laptop, whatever. We did that for baseball. There's some convenience for it. Convenience involved because all they have to do is scan and come right through. You're not handling money, and we're handling $5 and $6 gates, so it does slow things down a little bit. What's going on at Boone, I was talking to their AD last week when their price is $6, like our district in football is $6, everything else is $5. What they have had happen is their school board came in and offset the cost of the handling charge, which can be up to about $2 or maybe a little less per ticket, and it's just an extra charge for that convenience. So at this time, I don't see us changing. There hasn't been any really question about how we're doing things at this time, and it could change, but I don't see it right now, Quinn.
All right, Joe, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and let's have a great rest of the fall season.
Yeah, it's a great start. The weather's been great for the first week, and we'll just continue the battle and go Lynx.
That was the athletic director of the Webster City Lynx, Joe Shanks, here on Coach Speak, here presented by Iowa Specialty Hospital, Webster City Clinic. And we'll be right back after this on 95.7 KQWC.